Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Lamont. I may help you today.
I was wanting to order the keto, what is it called? The keto. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. You said you were wanting to order it?
Yes, and I put information. What's it called?
Well, ma'am, we're a third-party call center, and we service over 300 different companies, so I have to pull up an account to be able to assist you further. And you said you hadn't placed the order yet, have you?
Well, I entered all my information, but it says that there's a problem on the address, but the address that I entered is the right one.
Well, ma'am, may I have your zip code to see if I can pull up an account for you?
66419.
Thank you, ma'am. And your first and last name, please?
Brenda Whitaker.
Thank
this
you,
is
ma'am.
Something that Carrie Underwood, this is something that Carrie Underwood is promoting.
Well, ma'am, may you verify your shipping address for me?
3598 178th Street, Denison, Kansas, 66419.
Yes, ma'am. You're calling in reference to the Keto Ascend, correct?
Yes.
Well, ma'am, I do see here where the account was created. I can see the billing address and your email and phone number, but I don't see any charges or payment methods, ma'am. So you may have to call your bank and verify with them that you're trying to make this purchase.
I was using my credit card. And I entered the information on there. I mean, if it's not accepting it, then does that mean that this information is on there and somebody could steal it?
No, ma'am. The way that it works is if we can have an account like this, but if we don't ever get any product information, we delete the account within 6 hours of the account being made because there's no account to be made after that amount of time.
Okay, so what do I need to do then? I mean, apparently there's like only 4 minutes or something left or 4 hours left on this to order it. And I would like to order it, but where's the problem?
Well, ma'am, it may be with your bank because I don't see any charges as like the shipping and handling charges. I don't see those being charged to you. So it may be with your bank, but what I can assure you is that you have saved your spot for the product, so you do have a spot for the product. You don't have to worry about the time limit. It's just trying to the shipping and handling charge to come out on your card.
Uh-huh. So is this legit? This is not something that is going to steal my information and wipe me out on my bank account or anything?
No, ma'am. This is a legitimate company, ma'am.
Okay. So it's not accepting my card. Is that the problem?
Yes, ma'am. Well, it may not that it's not accepting your card. It could be the fact that your bank may be blocking the transaction because I don't even see any transactions done on your account. I do see your billing address and your contact information, which means that there is an account made, but there's no charges or payment methods like the card information hasn't been entered.
But I did enter it on my phone. You know, I entered all the numbers and everything.
Yes, ma'am. And your bank may be not letting that transaction go through, which is why I'm saying you may have to call your bank and verify with them that you're making this charge, ma'am.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, it would be the credit card company, I guess, is who I would have to call.
Yes, ma'am.
My debit card. I didn't use my debit card. I used my credit card. So I guess I could try using my debit card and see what happens.
Yes, ma'am. That would be up to you. There is no payment method saved to this account. So whichever one that works and whichever one works for you, ma'am, by all means, if you want to order this product, ma'am, you should be able to get it.
Okay. So if I go back on that page, do I just delete all those numbers and then try my debit card instead?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and there won't be anybody wiping out my account or anything?
No, ma'am, this is a legitimate company. If you were the shipping and handling charge is all that is charged to the card at this moment.
Okay, all right. Okay, well, I'll try it again and see what happens.
Yes, ma'am. Well, ma'am, I'd like to thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a wonderful day, ma'am.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.